mateys. It's a special episode of Live from the 405 podcast, live from Tim Spencer's boat, Marina Del Rey.
All right. Tim Spencer's boat, Marina Del Rey. Marina Hell Ray for my fucking traffic.
Welcome aboard, man.
Thanks, dude.
It's good to have you on the boat.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Tim hosts a comedy mic on this here boat.
Yeah, yeah. Been trying to get Luke on it for months.
I know, I keep flaking. I'm sorry.
But it's actually gotten it made it up onto the Comedy Bureau.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't submit it or anything. I don't know who put it on there, but it's been crazy the last 2 weeks ago. No, 3 weeks ago we had 20 people, then 23 people on board. And then
holy shit, really?
That was way too many. So I was really trying to cap it last week. We had 17.
Yeah. Wow. Did a ton more people start showing up because of that Comedy Bureau?
Yeah, some crazies.
Really?
Some crazies.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like homeless people and shit?
Like almost.
Holy
almost.
Fuck. I'm guessing you didn't have any security.
No, there was
could just throw them off, I guess, huh? The fuck off.
Yeah, after the last mic, I got offered to be in a gangbang for the first time.
Holy shit, really? with girls involved too?
With the one girl, there's this. I mean, they are wonderfully nice people, but if they're listeners to this podcast,
probably not.
They were this Czech couple. There's this Czech couple.
Oh yeah, Europeans are freaky.
They had this small Indian guy, and we finished up, and there was. There's still probably 13 comics around the boat just drinking, smoking weed, hanging out. And the Czech guy's like, oh, well, how about a little gangbang before we leave? And it was...
You're like, is that some kind of weed smoking term? They have in Czechoslovakia?
It was 20% kidding. Like, he said it with a little bit of a joke tone, but it was very, very serious.
Yeah. He's probably just getting done typing it on like the Craigslist ad as he was talking to you. Maybe we can keep emails and just do it here. Holy shit. How did the chick look? Was she all right?
Tall, blonde.
Were they older or younger?
Younger. I think mid upper 20s.
Oh, okay.
Not like a super sexy chick, but not
horrible.
Yeah, not horrible.
Did they speak English?
Yeah, but with the heavy, like, you could very much, so they were very Czech.
Yeah.
And very new to comedy.
They did stand-up?
Yeah, they did. They each did 3 minutes.
Was his opener like, check out my comedy? Sorry.
Yeah, the girl's opener was like, everybody asks, how is Czechoslovakia? But it's the Czech Republic, and Slovakia is a different place.
Oh, then I was killing the Balkans. Oh, that's interesting.
That's the most interesting thing that's happened since the Comedy Bureau. But it's fun to fill up the boat. But it is getting a little too big. This week I'm going to have to say no to some people.
Yeah.
Got a spot for you, though, man. You're free.
What am I doing Saturday? What time does you just hang till like midnight or whatever? Or like whenever everyone's just like, okay, let's go back?
No. Partly because there's no bathroom on here, and partly because...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We, at 8, I say pregame at 8, people start showing up about a little after 8. The boat leaves at 9, and then we come back at, like, 10:30.
Oh, okay. I think I can do it this Saturday. I don't think I'm doing anything. I don't know why I'm so scared. I have an irrational fear of doing that. I don't know why. It's so stupid.
Worst case scenario, we just circle around inside.
I know.
The marina.
I'm telling you, it's completely irrational. Like it doesn't even make any fucking sense. It's the dumbest. I have this weird impulse. Like, don't go. I don't know what happened.
Last week, got.
I think because I've never been on like a real boat. I've never been on a boat like this, and I haven't been on a boat in so long, and I'm just afraid. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm afraid of. I'll do it. Fuck it. I'll just get drunk.
That's not an uncommon thing. I invite a ton of people. It's a really fun way to... Or, fun way. It's a great tool to say hi to people. Like, I think they're funny. I want to talk to this person.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to be like, I thought you were really funny. Come to my mic. And then I get to meet them.
It's like when the comics would be on Carson, if Carson called you over to the table. It's that version, but it's floating. What's that? What does that walkie-talkie go to? The Coast Guard?
Yeah.
What's like the range on it? How far can it?
Far, but it's not hooked up right now.
Oh, fuck! I hope there's no like squalls that send us out to sea. Does anybody famous live over here? in these boats?
Let me think. I've heard legend that this boat... Let me stand up and look at it.
Okay.
Apparently John Wayne owned this spot.
Holy shit, really?
Straight ahead.
Oh, like you know, like where his parking spot was?
Yeah, the dock over there, the very boat that I'm pointing at.
And that's the actual boat? Is still there?
No. Oh. It's a very bunch of different boats have been there, but John Wayne had a boat there.
That's fucking rad.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of fucking debauchery he got into.
And Larry Ellison has one of his giant super yachts parked in the channel.
Is that a sports guy?
The Oracle CEO. The tech billionaire.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard about that, dude. Yeah. How'd you end up on this thing? What's the story? You probably told us a million times, I'm sorry.
I had a buddy kind of doing the same hustle in San Diego 4 or 5 summers ago, and I went and visited him, crashed with him for a week or two, and it was just cool. You can buy these old, I have a 1973 27-foot sailboat.
That's what this is?
Yeah.
Huh.
And back in the day, they built the hulls so thick with fiberglass that it's bulletproof. It'll just last forever.
Yeah.
So I got this thing, told you earlier, that super cheap, $2,000, and now I'm only paying $400 a month rent.
Oh my god.
And to be in an amazing location.
Yeah. Holy shit. How long have you been doing this?
It'll be 2 years this March.
Oh, really? Wow. Where are you from? Are you from here?
Florida, Orlando.
Oh, are you? Oh, no shit. Okay. How long have you been on here?
2 years this March. I've been on the boat. Oh,
I gotcha. Okay. Huh. You ever go back to Florida? I fucking hate it down there. My mom moved to West Palm Beach. It's miserable. Dude, it's just like an old, giant, retired white person community, and there's nothing to do down there.
Yeah. No, I visit Orlando. I love L.A., man.
Yeah. I love it and hate it. Like, I moved home for 1 year. I couldn't, like, live anywhere else, because there's too much shit that I like here. I can't fucking stay away.
There's so much world-class... Everything, the weather's perfect.
Yeah.
There's just so much to like.
Yeah. I mean, the traffic and all that shit sucks, but that's so hacked to complain about the fucking traffic. I can't help it. That's why everybody, like, I'm from Buffalo, and people come here and be like, I just don't know how you deal with the traffic. I'm like, well, I don't know how you deal with fucking 9 months of winter. Like, I'll sit, like, bumper to bumper if it's not, you know, if it's fucking 80 degrees out in January, I can handle it. It was nice yesterday. I should have went to the fucking beach. I went to, I didn't go, and I wanted to go. Did you do any mics yesterday?
No, I rarely do Monday mics.
There's a fuck ton. I never, there's a bunch around like 5 that I can never make it to, so I rarely have fucking Mondays off, and I actually did yesterday. So I went to like, I've never gotten up at Nerd, have you ever gotten up at Nerd Melt?
Oh, yeah, I have, but the room was empty. I had middle slot, and...
Because, like, 100 fucking people show up to sign up.
And then they all bounce.
Because there's, like, 4 other mics right there, like, almost walking distance. Yeah. I didn't get there. I went to the store. I didn't get picked there. And then fucking Chris Rock showed up in the middle of the potluck. So if I would have got fucking picked, I would have saw Chris Rock. And then I went to Echoes and, like, fucking, I ate it. Dude, I have had such a bad, like, nothing is working. Like, I'm just writing all this. I've probably written, like, fucking 10 minutes of shit and maybe... 2.5 minutes has been usable. I'm just like one fucking thing after another. I was so hard to just not day drink in the middle of the day and just swim yesterday because it was so nice out. I'm like, I want to just get fucking ripped and swim in my pool and shit or do something stupid. And I was just like, no, I'm going to have some modicum of self-discipline. And I was like, I wish I didn't. That was fucking brutal. Oh, God. If you hear this and you were at Echoes on Monday, I apologize because it was fucking, it was wretched.
Was it new stuff or were you doing?
Yeah, it was mostly new. It just, I don't know. Well, there was only like 8 people left in the room, and the mic wasn't working. I told the host, like 2 guys before me, I'm like, I think the mic cut out. And the guy's like, oh, all right, I'll fix it. And like, they just didn't. So it was extra awkward because there was just no, I was just talking to an empty mic. I think I went up after like fucking Adelson was like 2 people before me. And he was just like, I don't know what the fuck he was doing. Because like sometimes he's actually like kind of funny. Like he's at least entertaining, but like he just didn't have anything. He was just like reaching for, he was just like walking around the stage trying to like, make shit work, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And how does he not know, everyone doesn't know that open mic, the open mic, when he unscrews the thing? Like, you see him unscrewing it, and we're like, Adelson, we all know this joke. Like, the same people see you every fucking night. Yeah, it was interesting. And there's, like, this chick that I liked was there, too, and I bombed in front of her, and I was like, it stung extra. I wanted to fucking dig a tunnel out. I didn't even want to walk out. I wanted to fucking dig out so no one would even see me leave, and I was like, oh. Yeah, I had some bad. Did you ever do that? Oh, you're all the way over here, but they have that one at Big Wang's in Hollywood.
I haven't been to it.
Oh my god, dude, it's brutal. It's in the back of the fucking restaurant.
Of the bar. Like, lots
the
of
music
normal
is
people
fucking still on. Yeah. It's comics. It's in like this little games room in the back, and like the stage is in front of a dartboard and like a fucking skee ball machine, and you got to yell over the music, and the whole place is just like all the comics. They're miserable because it's like it doesn't start till almost midnight on Monday night. Oh, like if you really, really want to get up, that one's there if you missed all the other mics on Monday. But like, I don't know. If you want to get a hell gig under your belt and be like, oh, I need a tough right. room to like fucking to get some comedy calluses on my hands, that's a good one to do. That was miserable. Jesus. How long, did you stand up in Florida?
No, just out here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What like got into it? I mean, there's such hack questions. I'm sorry.
It had always been on my mind, but I'd never had any friends that did anything remotely artsy or performance or just sports.
Yeah.
Always. And then moving out here, I ended up matching with some chick on Tinder who's like a comic, and I was like, I've been wanting to try that. And then I went on Kill Tony.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, for my first time, and it was... I had a plan. I thought I was gonna get up and just riff on the fact that gushers aren't—they're candy. They're not a fruit snack. They have a candy inside and a candy outside.
Yeah,
that was my brilliant premise. That I was, you know, just gonna riff for a minute.
Yeah.
So I get it out, and then I had some backup jokes that were just as bad. And the ghosts or the guests. That day, Sinbad and Jeff Garland.
Oh shit! Oh, Sinbad, really? Fuck.
Yeah, and then they're just like, that most of it made no sense. Like they weren't jokes.
Were you stoned or no?
Yeah. Because I decided to smoke weed and I wrote all day and I just was kind of never smoked, so I was ripped, obliterated, yeah. And. And that was another thing they said. Jeff Garland was like, and another thing, you shouldn't be so stoned when you're on stage. And and already completely nervous. I was like, I look high, and Sinbad goes, dude, every motherfucker in this room knows you're stoned.
That's awesome. Do you ever see Garland do stand-up? He's not very good.
No, he's not.
He's like an imp. He just kind of gets up and just kind of wings shit and like... Oh, he sucks, kind of. I don't know. I was never a big Curb Your Enthusiasm guy either. I got to start watching it, though.
I was. I love Curb.
Yeah, I watched Curb. A couple, and it didn't really... I think I should go back and watch it, because I watched a clip the other day that was really fucking funny, and I'm like, why didn't I ever get into the show? Because I know that dude's like a genius and shit. And like,
I think it's best to hop in 4 or 5 seasons in.
Yeah? Oh, is that like when it started warming up?
Starts to hit its
stride. How long was that, like 10 years?
Yeah, they don't make them anymore, but
yeah.
It's been a while. Though.
He wasn't
an expert on Curb.
This dude, we went a couple weeks ago. I bitched about this a couple episodes ago, but we went to this. We were supposed to be a special guest drop-in. This is like, it was 2 Saturdays ago. And like no one, I ended up leaving. I mean, like it was one of the worst lineups I'd ever seen, except for like Bill Burr was on it. So we saw Bill at like 11, and then there was just nothing but like, there was just like kind of no names on after. And like, it was like 12:30 and the special guest still hadn't come. I'm like, I'm fucking leaving. Like, and I left, and it turned out to be fucking, what the fuck is his name? Arquette. David Arquette. And he was fucking wasted. Like, I guess he couldn't even, like, walk. And he wasn't even, like, he was just, like, fucking with people and not even, like, really telling jokes. And everybody's like, what the... He's a dummy, my buddy, for staying, because he told me about it.
David
I'm like,
Arquette,
you stayed to the bitter end, you fuck.
Like, Courtney Cox husband?
Yeah. He's not even a comic. I think he was literally walking down Sunset, trashed, and walked into the store and was like, hey, can I get on stage? And because he's a celebrity, they let him fucking get up. It's like... I think he was like complaining about his wife. He's a fucking douche. I can't stand that fucking guy. I don't know. What? I did Kill Tony once too, and it was like, I almost like quit stand up. It went so fucking bad.
I didn't do it again for 6 months.
You didn't do stand up for 6 months?
After I did Kill Tony
oh, really?
The first time?
Like, shit. I don't feel as bad now.
And then I went to Westside and had a very okay, like good.
Yeah.
Like and then I've been doing it.
Yeah, that place has been like my saving grace so many times because like.
Oh, I went to Westside because I asked on Reddit what's a bomb friendly room and you suggested
really?
Westside.
Yes. Fucking A. I gotta tell Gorbals. I'm like, yo, dude, I'm bringing shit in. I'm bringing business.
Well, yeah, 100%.
That's so funny. Did we know it was? Oh, is that how we met? Did we fucking meet on Reddit?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we basically, did. We started. Yeah. Holy shit! That's right. You PM me and you were like, "Hey, I got a boat. And I do a show on the boat." I was like, "Holy fuck! That's so funny. Look at us making connections." Fucking Reddit. Good thing it's slow at work and I sit on it all day. That's all I did today.
That stand-up sub is almost all trash, though.
Oh yeah.
Like there's an occasional like weekly gem that keeps me coming back, but God, it's that the same one. Sucks.
Oh, just did my first mic. Watch my set or. How do I get started in stand-up? It's like the same fucking questions and shit. It's like, watch my videos and like, how do I do this?
Yeah.
Every fucking week. Yeah, now everything gets like one reply now. And it's like so dead in there. I'm like, fucking. Well, there's stand-up and stand-up comedy. But they're both like, one is more like bigger, like things that are going on in like the comedy world. The other one is like actual people that do fucking stand-up. Yeah. I spend way too much time on fucking Reddit, man. Fucking A.
It's one of the most addicting.
Yeah. I almost got in really big trouble on there because I talked a bunch of shit about. I knew, like, the whole fucking camera crew on Star Wars, and I got fucking drunk one night, like, last year around, like, I think it was, like, October, where they were still filming it. So when they were on a break, one of the guys stopped in the fucking camera place and he's friends with my boss, and he's like, you want to know everything? I'll tell you the whole fucking plot. So he told me, like, the whole fucking movie, and all these nerds were in there arguing about it, and like, that's not what's going to happen, fucking Luke Skywalker, and I was like, no, you assholes. So I went in and started telling them, and then it got, like, a lot of replies, and it got back to, like, fucking, like someone at like Disney saw.
Oh, no way.
Listen how fucking embarrassing this is. They went to the fucking gaffer and cinematographer and go, do you know this fucking guy? Because he says he knows you guys and he just like leaked a whole bunch of fucking spoilers. And I was like, I didn't know about this. This is like 2 months later, the gaffer came in because he kept some lenses in our place. And he goes, did you ever hear anything about that Reddit thing? And I was like, I barely even remember doing this. I was wasted. And what a fucking nerd. Drunk on a Saturday night. I'm fucking arguing about Reddit star. What a fucking tool. And I was like, I'm like, my fucking stomach sank, and I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, yeah, didn't you go on and talk a whole bunch of shit and give plot details? And I was like, no, that was other kids or something. And he was like, oh, yeah, you almost got in big trouble for that. And I was like, holy fuck. Fucking Reddit. Yeah, I almost quit, like, so many times, but then I'd be like, I don't want to not go to West. Like, for, like, months, I would go to just West Side on Saturdays and not do anything else. But, yeah, that fucking killed Tony almost fucking killed me. I thought I was ready for that shit, and I was like, wasn't, dude. That was fucking brutal. It was Fitzsimmons, and it was some broad. I don't know who she was, but like,
it's got to be one of the toughest rooms in the country.
Oh, it is. It is a lot of people
in the world.
That.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just full of stand-up comics who want to hate you.
Yeah.
And want to see you.
It's not embarrassingly
fail in front of Tony.
It's not a fun, and it's full of a lot of like, either people that are like experienced or just like cocky fucking like. I don't know. People that just have an easier time getting up on stage and just being done. There's like a lot of people that I know. There's a lot of people out there that just. I mean, I'm not fucking Jerry Seinfeld, but there's people that just blow and that like have sucked since I started. And I'll see them in other places, and they have not got one bit better. But they fucking live at the goddamn store.
Yeah.
And I think like they think they're gonna get funnier through like osmosis just from hanging out there. I'm like, it doesn't really work like that, sir. Like, you stink. My Bill Burr laugh. I mean, I stink too, but at least like I know, and I'm not just like, oh, if I hang out at the store, I'll get funnier. It's like, no, that won't happen. Shit.
You see Deadpool?
No. Did you?
Yeah.
Was it? I heard it's really good. I wasn't gonna fucking see it because like I'm not a huge. I was never a big Deadpool fan, but
yeah. No, I was hoping you had. I was looking forward to complaining about it with you.
Oh goddamn it! I should have saw it.
Let me try to say my. No spoilers. I was kind of hoping for a John Wick type, just wasting through the whole movie, just Deadpool just marching through, killing tons of. But they really forced a backstory in there.
Yeah,
I heard love interest.
Yeah, they make some kind of like origin story kind of.
Yeah. And I just don't. I don't really care. And the other thing, and this is true. I'm making a new Year's resolutions. I'm looking at as few movie trailers as possible.
Yeah,
because so much was ruined by some of the best parts of the movie. And a pet peeve of mine is when there's a scene in the movie that played on the trailer a million times, and everybody knows it's coming, and people pretend like they haven't seen it and laugh like it's for the first time.
Oh yeah, the fucking I know, me too. I hate that. You know, also I hate when they have like. Like if you go to AMC, there's 19 commercials and there's 25 fucking trailers and then the movie starts and there'll be some dumb like animated like get your popcorn at the animation counter and it'll be like doo, doo, doo. It'll be like little like goobers and shit like animated running around and like a grown man will be like ha ha And they'll like laugh good naturedly at him. I'm like, you're fucking laughing at that? It's like popcorn and shit talking.
I know.
Wait,
yeah.
Was that really funny, you asshole? Oh, I want to fucking kill people. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I know they should have scenes just for the fucking trailers, and then don't put those big moments in the movie. I hate that too, because it's so like, yeah, it is, and it's like then you feel obligated to laugh at it. It's like everyone fucking knows this. Fuck that.
Yeah, in my perfect world, they would just shoot an extra 20 minutes to cut into awesome commercials.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think they're supposed to make an X-Force. Now there's this huge push to make all these R-rated comic book movies because this one did so good. It had the biggest opening fucking R-rated thing ever.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think they want to make X-Force, but I'm like, I don't know. I grew up reading all the X-Comics, and like they've ruined almost everyone for me except for like Wolverine and Magneto.
Yeah.
And like those were the only two that I felt like they got right, and all the rest are just like, ugh. Did you read comics as you grown up?
Very lightly. Like, I had a collection of 30, 40 comics.
Oh, okay.
So I liked a bunch of X-Men, but I wasn't heavy. Yeah.
This Apocalypse one looks so bad. That fucking Apocalypse looks... He looks like a fucking... what was that show from the 70s? It looks like an old Battlestar Galactica character. It's shitty. It doesn't even fucking look like Apocalypse. He's purple, I guess. And he's in like a wrestler costume. I'm like, wow, that's a great Apocalypse. I'm so fucking pissed. None of those have worked out for me, but... I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see how they ruin Cable, because he's one of my favorite fucking guys from X-Force. I'm like, oh, let's see how this goes. I don't know. Maybe they'll get it right if it's rated R or something. I don't fucking know.
I think they're supposed to put Cable in the next Deadpool.
Oh, are they?
I think is what I heard.
He should, yeah. That's where he got his first appearances in X-Force.
Colossus was stupid.
Was he really? Isn't it like he's there for like a big dick joke or something? I thought I heard.
Yeah, he gets punched in the dick. But what I hated about it, one of the things, I like the Marvel movies okay, but I hate when it's just like two superheroes throwing each other into buildings, and there's no consequence. It doesn't make sense, really. Like, what hurts them?
Yeah.
And then they had a big battle with him and some super strong bad guy chick, and they're just
It Gina Carano? Wasn't she the best?
Yeah, it was.
She's so fucking hot.
They're just throwing each other into buildings, and like, what is hurting them? I don't really understand.
Yeah. Did you see that Zack Snyder Superman? Because they like leveled like two fucking cities.
Yeah.
That fucking Superman versus Batman is just like, it just keeps getting like worse and worse. Those fucking trailers, I'm like, how is that gonna, dude? Batman is a guy that punches people hard, and Superman is like an indestructible alien. So the way they solve it is they give him a fucking Iron Man suit.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
Awful.
And they got that Wonder Woman. She looks like a bad Xena Warrior Princess fucking cast off. I'm like, that. I didn't even know it was her. I was like, who is this chick with the sword and the fucking shield? Wonder Woman. Get the... so stupid.
Superman doesn't use his laser vision nearly enough.
Yeah.
He just killed that small hole through his brain.
Yeah.
Right away.
I know. It's so dumb. This movie was... It's been in development hell for like 20 years. They've been trying to make this movie. There's been like 20 drafts of it or something by like fucking 15 different writers. It's a fucking mess. There's a reason why I did that, because it's unadaptable. And it's dumb. I wouldn't mind seeing like a fucking... They just did a new trailer of it, and it's really Batman heavy. And it like starts out with him in this big fight scene. I'm like, I wouldn't have my... I'm so tired of Batman anyways, but like, I wouldn't have minded just a straight-up Zack Snyder Batman movie. Might have been fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, it looked pretty good. I was like, wow, this looks kind of decent. And then Superman gets... Because I didn't mind that Superman movie. It wasn't like... It wasn't great, but I didn't hate it. But like, I don't know. This is just... I've had it. What the fuck? Especially the DC Comics guys don't work as good for me. I was never a big fan of them.
Same.
Yeah.
Have you seen animated... Batman series, Superman vs. Batman?
No.
It's great.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it recent or is it old?
Within the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And that one, there's also an Assault on Arkham that's fantastic. Like, PG-13 Batman, like, people are getting laid in these Batman cartoons. Yeah, people die, people are getting laid. And it was great. And the Batman, Superman just dominates him.
Yeah.
It's not even fight. I'm sure the movie won't be near as good, but they kind of made it work in that, but even still.
Yeah, it's a dumb concept. And like, why? Why do they gotta fight each other? This like all these Marvel movies coming too, and I was like, Captain America Civil War, he's gotta fight Iron Man. I'm just like, why? Fight the bad guys. Enough of this shit. I remember in the fucking, there was like a graphic, I had it in fifth grade, there was a graphic novel, it was when in the late 80s when the Joker killed the second Robin. It was fucking great. He killed him like so like graphically too. And then Superman Batman got pissed at Superman, and he punched him in the face and broke his fucking knuckles on Superman's face. He couldn't even punch him. I'm just like, what? So, is this going to work? They put him in a fucking stupid Iron Man suit. Get out of my face. It's fucking dumb. I don't know.
Yeah, and some of the brilliance of The Watchmen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the fight between Dr. Manhattan, it wasn't a fight.
Yeah. What were you going to do? Yeah, they just...
just laughed.
I love that fucking movie, man. I got dragged to see that. It looks... I remember... That was like one of the movies... The trailer was before every movie I saw from, like, September to... Or, like fucking July to, like, November when it came out. I must have saw that trailer, like, 10 fucking times. And, I didn't like it from, like, minute one. I was like, I hated that comic growing up. I hated it. And it looked so bad. I was like, I will never see that. And then, like, my buddy got free tickets for opening night at, like, the Cinerama Dome. And he got, like, two, like, girls to come with us. So I'm like, fine. And, like, within, like, 5 minutes, I was like, holy shit, this is fucking amazing. Like, just that title sequence. And then the fight in Comedian's apartment when they cut it to Unforgettable. Amazing. Fantastic. I was like, wow, that dude knows how to fucking use a song. Yeah, I was hooked from, like, minute one. It's, like, one of my favorite fucking superhero movies ever.
I read the comic in my adulthood right before the movie, like, 6 months before the movie came out. And loved the comic. And I thought that the movie was one of the best book adaptations ever.
Yeah, it was, like, frame for frame in some cases.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I thought it had too many sex scenes. I thought it went way too fucking long. I'm like, all right already. I'll go to fucking X-Videos.
Critique.
And then I didn't like how they ripped off the fucking... I'm so tired of people stealing the war room from Dr. Strangelove with those lights. It's so many times, and then he does it. I'm like, can you make your own war room? And then he steals the fucking Apocalypse Now reference with the goddamn in Vietnam. And those are, like, the only things that bugged me about the whole movie. I was like, God damn it. I love fucking... what the fuck's his name? Rorschach. That guy, he was so great. Yeah. I like how I never explained why those things move around in space. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I guess the blobs just move around. I'm not going to ask... I like when they do shit like that. Did you ever see the cut scene where he, there's like a way more graphic cut of when, Night Owl finds that Asian gang in the bar that killed his fucking mentor or whatever.
Yeah.
He beats the guy so bad. She's like, there's like blood and like teeth coming out. And everything. It was fucking brutal. I was like, holy shit. I guess they had to cut it. All right. Enough about Watchmen. Jesus. Sorry. Yeah. I don't know. Did you see have you seen the trailer for that movie, The Witch, yet?
No.
Like, people, every year, this is why I'm like, I don't know what to do about this one. Because, like, every year there's one horror movie that's kind of avant-garde and everyone loses their fucking mind over.
Like, yeah, it does seem like that happens every year.
And the movie never, it's either terrible or it never adds up. Remember The Babadook? It was so fucking bad. It was, like, the best trailer. It was the scariest trailer in, like, years. I'm like, this is going to be the shit. And it was so fucking bad. Did you see that thing?
No.
Oh, it sucked.
I rarely, like... scary movies.
Yeah,
just because I think they're usually just stupid.
Yeah, they are. And a lot of people are into them because, like, they like the fucking gore effects and shit and, like, makeup. There's people that are in it for, like, the technical shit. And I'm like, I don't care about any of that. I do, like, the story sucks and, like, I don't know. It's hard to, like, I have a weird sense of, like, scare. Like, weird shit scares me. But most of the time, nothing in any, like, mainstream movies do. But I don't know. I mean, like, it looks cool, but I'm just so used to being, like, I've been so beaten down. It's like I have an abusive relationship and I just keep going back. I'll probably fucking see it, but, like, critics are going ape shit over it. I don't know. It looks kind of fucking creepy. It's like 1600s and, like, they're out in the woods and there's, like, a witch fucking with them. I don't know. I don't know, man. Been in the movies this year yet?
Dude,
besides Deadpool. I know you just said that.
I'm so far behind. I'm embarrassingly far behind.
Well, this is a shitty time of year, though. There's not much out.
Yeah, but I didn't see The Big Short. I didn't see The Revenant. I didn't see... Well, where's some other good... I didn't see Sicario.
Fucking Sicario rules, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of really quality films I haven't seen.
Yeah, that's good. Revenant was okay. That's one... Revenant, it's still up. You should catch it in the theater if you can, because it's so, like, big. Almost like a Western, like, the way they fucking shot it. And they use a 65mm sensor, and it's fucking... It's epic, but it's just like, it's him crawling around just like, like in fucking pain for 2 hours, and I don't know, he'll probably win for that. I wish they'd just give him one so someone would shut up. I'm so tired of hearing about fucking Leonardo DiCaprio and the goddamn Oscar. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Maybe this year he'll finally win. It's like, why? Maybe he didn't win before because he hasn't really deserved one. Like, he's decent most of the time, but I can't think of anything he's done. It's been Oscar worthy since fucking Catch Me If You Can, honestly. I mean, I don't know. That's just me.
I was really pulling for him after Wolf of Wall Street, but that was just my love for the movie.
Yeah.
Really weighing in on that.
Yeah. I didn't like that one.
You didn't like Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
God, I laughed I watched like so hard through that whole movie. That was a theater experience I just remembered being with few friends just laughing our asses off.
Yeah, no, I heard it was. I don't know, I watched some of it. It just wasn't like. I was just pissed off at it. When the fuck's he. Is he got a movie coming out this year, Scorsese? Where the fuck's he been? I know he shot, like, the Sleep or whatever. What the fuck is it? The Silence? I think Silence is called. About, like, monks in, like, Japan or something. And, like, the fucking familiar. 1500s, and it's like. I think Harvey Keitel might be in it. And I know Liam Neeson is and shit, but. I don't know. Oh, I can't believe we're fucking you were on Kill Tony. That's so awesome. Someone else shared my pain. How long were you stuck on stage?
A good, like a real 5 minutes. Okay. And I also totally blank. Oh, I'll tell the second Kill Tony story.
You went twice?
Yeah.
Really? I wonder if I heard your episode because I listened to it all the way up until when I did it and I seriously couldn't listen. I really could. It like wrecked it for me.
After my set, Garland asked me about the premise of a joke, and I totally blanked.
Yeah.
Like, and I'd heard about that happening before trying stand-up, and I've done public speaking before. I've never completely blanked.
Shit.
And I was just like, I don't. And Tony Cotella is my first time on stage, and he kind of threw me a bone and was like, it was this, and they weren't too bad. Only other time I ever blanked on stage, in this January, I went back on Kill Tony.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, all right, set. And I actually had a very good first 40 seconds.
Yeah.
And I had a solid minute I'd prepped, and I'd practice it, but I spoke too fast. I also think he started the timer late.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I haven't confirmed it listening back. But I ended at 40 seconds, and the crowd was doing great. Like, I was super pumped, and they're like, all right, that's 40 seconds. Do another joke.
Oh, shit.
And blink.
Yeah. You just blink. Had just your minute down.
Yeah, just 1 minute. And Doug Benson was one of the guys, and he's like, you got a whole notebook of jokes right there. And I was like, holding my notebook, and I was like, but it's a new notebook, and I didn't really know where my good jokes were in it.
Yeah.
So then I just, for whatever reason, I guess it's the joke most ingrained in my head, I did my tumor bit. I don't know if you ever heard
it. I vaguely remember it.
It's okay. The first time I told it, it was my best joke at the time. I have so many better jokes that get better responses now, but for some reason, I did that, and it was also very untimely. Like, it was just like a boomer. Oh, a boomer. It was a bummer to start talking about tumors. So it was way too long for the situation. So I give like this 20-second shitty tumor bit, and like just die.
Oh yeah, no, isn't the worst when you fucking you get the light like at like West Side, and like you're just starting a joke that you know is like a minute and a half long. You're like, fuck! And if I cut off in the middle, it's not going to be funny. That's the worst, dude. When you get the light, and you're just like you're halfway through your fucking thing.
Yeah.
Or it'd be the angry West Hollywood bear. They're fucking stupid.
And Red, you know how they give a winner and let him open for Death Squad?
Yeah.
Red Band was like, I was about to let you open for Death Squad this week, and then you didn't have a last joke.
Oh, god damn it.
Fuck.
That blows. Motherfucker. Yeah, but, I think I was up there like 10 fucking... Dude, they were fucking unmerciful. Like, they beat on me so bad, and I had nothing. And, like, the craziest thing, like, this has never happened to me before. I went up, and, like, my fucking mouth dried up so bad that, like, my lips, they were stuck to my teeth, and I couldn't, like, I almost couldn't talk. And I was just, like, they'd start going off on something else, and then I would see, like, Fitzsimmons just kind of start, like, glaring at me, and I'm like, oh, fuck, he's cooking up something else. He'd be like, what's with your shirt, man? And I'd be like, oh, shit. And I just couldn't even, like, I was just, like, such a fucking deer in headlights, and I just stood up there just getting beaten. And I'm like, screaming in my head. I'm like, fucking say something. Like, you're standing here getting your fucking ass kicked. Will you do something, please? It's like, I grew up in, like, factories and shit, and, like, all blue-collar jobs were, like, that's all you did was, like, bust on each other and shit. And I was fucking fast. I'd come up with, like, good shit. And, like, I had nothing. I was like, motherfucker. Oh, I was so defeated.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, after reflecting on my last time on, I realized that I yielded the floor to them way too much during my little interview time.
Yeah.
Like, I was just waiting for them to say jokes. But that's a terrifying...
But they're killers, dude. I mean, fucking Hitchcock's a roast writer. Like, they're, like, paid to cut people down fucking for a national audience. So, like, they got some fucking serious weaponry. I saw Fitzsimmons, like, when was that? Like maybe four months later, and I was working this thing at the fucking American Comedy Co. and down in San Diego, which is a fucking great little place. And like I got there with like the crew like way early, and then Fitzsimmons got there way too early because he left. So it was just like me, him, and this other guy just all just by ourselves sitting in the back, and he keeps looking. He's like, I know you from somewhere, don't I? And I was like, oh shit. And I was like, yes, you do, sir. Like you gave me quite a fucking beating. And he remembered. And he was like, yeah. He's like, you know, it was like, I don't like doing that show because I don't like tearing down new comics and I feel bad. He's like, we really fucking beat the shit out of you. I was like, I know. He's like, I really felt bad after, man. And everyone else on that show did kind of good.
Yeah.
And I was the first fucking guy up. And then I was like a punchline for like three more people. Dude, it wouldn't end. It wouldn't fucking end. It was like a fucking nightmare. And I couldn't leave because I was there with my buddy and we were waiting to see if he was going to get called up. And he was like visiting from New York. So I don't want to just bail on him. So I just had to sit there and just get beaten. They're like, yeah, not like Uncle Luke did. And the whole place was like, ooh. And I'm just like, for like an hour, I'm just like, I just can't get any worse. It was horrible. Yeah. Kill fucking Tony. Did you say there was a leak in here once and you woke up and there was water?
Oh, yeah. So those door slats, they're not airtight.
Yeah.
So when the rain was hitting, it comes through quite a bit. And, yeah, there's 2 inches of water over the whole ground. And usually I have this bilge right here.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, cool. It's like the Millennium Falcon, dude. You get, like, floorboards to come up and shit.
Yeah. So that filled all the way up. And then it started filling up here.
That must have sucked.
Yeah.
What a day ruiner.
Yeah.
You like woke up hungover and I was just a fucking 2 inches of water in your goddamn house.
I luckily didn't have, like, I had a bunch of clothes on the ground that got soaked, but luckily nothing like computers or phones or anything were on the ground.
How do you get it out? Is it some kind of like pump?
Yeah. Yeah. I bought the actually cool. This little, pump that you attach to a drill.
Yeah.
And the drill's the motor. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then
they thought everything these days. Was that the first time it ever leaked in here, though? That's pretty good for a boat from the 70s, shit.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's not too bad. And it's just from that one spot. So now I bought a tarp and using the big sail, the boom, I like make this big tent over the doors. And,
oh, okay.
And it keeps out 99% of the water.
Does this thing, this is a really dumb question, but does this have a motor or is it completely sail driven?
It used to have an inboard motor, which was in that thing right there. Yeah. And then that's long since been ripped out, and they made a spot on the back for an outboard. Uh-huh. So just like a tiny little, like, it's only a 5-horsepower motor that just enough to get you out and you can put up the sails.
Oh, okay.
Or during the comedy cruise, that's the only thing I use to just do slow circles around the arena.
What is that? What is that? Is that like a compass? What is that thing up there? It looks like an old-timey seafaring device.
Yeah, it's an old-timey clock that's broken, but I've set the time to 420.
Oh, it's a clock. Okay. Oh, yeah. Shit. I get it.
Always 420 on this boat.
Hippies around the world smoke weed, according to Mr. Elliot. That's an old... I see there's a little fan ears in here. Sorry.
Yeah, I got a couple fans.
I see there's only one girl here, Annette. Sorry. I'm running out of fucking bad jokes. That's terrible.
You were just trying to think of a lantern one, weren't you?
I was. That's a toughie. Lantern, that's no piece of cake. I mean, nets and fucking, you know. How does it work with, like, chicks? Do you get more, like, pussy because of the boat? What do you think? Than if you had an apartment?
Yeah, it's easier to get girls back.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting, and it's... it's easier for them to, like, rationalize in their head, like...
I think it seems like it because girls are so fucking paranoid out here, and all these girls grew up watching like Lifetime movies and shit, and like everyone's out there. We're all fucking Eric Roberts characters. They're gonna fucking rape and kill everybody. And like, I'm surprised they come and get on a boat. I guess because there's other boats around, maybe it's easier. If it was like,
most weekends, me or one of my friends. There's a nice little community here in the marina. I have a bunch of friends now who live on boats. Yeah. Most of them better boats than this. So we'll go out a lot, and so I'm always inviting Tinder Bumble chicks, and it's very rare that they'll go straight to hang out on the boat.
Yeah.
But if you have like a tiny coffee date first.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's sure. But.
Cause then they're going to think you're going to Netflix and chill them just on the water.
Yeah. But it would, or that you're not going to murder them, but it'd be so easy to pretend like you're sane for one coffee date and then murder a girl.
Yeah.
On the ocean.
They don't think that far ahead. They're just like. I think the minute they see you, they can tell in 2 seconds if you're not going to. I get that a lot, too, because, like, you look kind of scary in a picture, but then, like, as soon as I saw you, they're like, oh, he's okay. Cause I don't know. I guess I have, like, a disarming kind of quality about me, but. Because, like, the nerd just fucking seeps off me so bad. Like, they're just like, oh, yeah. Because, like, if you're just, like, a big, quiet, like, Luca Brasi motherfucker, then they think it's weird, but I'm just like, I start talking about Spider-Man, I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy never gets fucking laid. It'll be fine. I don't know.
You ever get into Dungeons & Dragons?
No. No, I never went that deep. I stuck to mostly just movies and comic books, I think.
I just started a Dungeons & Dragons campaign for the first time ever.
Really?
Yeah.
With, like, people or, like, an online thing?
No, with Shannon O'Donnell, Michael Foody.
I fucking love Foody, dude. Foody's, I want to know great. More about that guy.
Foody's... He's brilliant and hilarious.
I can't tell. This is what I'm... I don't even want to know, but I'm, like, so fascinated by him because I can't tell how much of him is an actor or how much is really him. Like, because, like, Heather Marulli is, like, my only, like, comedy friend. She's like, no, that's him. And I was like, that's fucking amazing. Like, he's so fucking... He's such a character. He's the only guy I know he can make me laugh just by saying hi. He's like...
Hi.
That's fucking hi. I'm already laughing. He's just so fucking... I don't know how he's not famous yet already, for fuck's sake. I'd be like, assign this dude, put him in things.
Yeah,
He's almost like Bobcat Goldthwait in the 80s, but, like, a little toned down when he was in Police Academy and shit.
I can imagine him starting that, like, exponential upward thing right now. Cause he's actually new to L.A.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's
Where's
only...
he from?
D.C.
So, oh, really?
He did stand up for a long while in D.C., came out to L.A., and he's only been here, I don't know, like 8 months or something.
Oh, really? He's got that fucking rain jacket and shit. I fucking love that dude.
Man, he's a fantastic Dungeons & Dragons player.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Is it, like, that seems really complicated. Is it, how is it?
We have, I don't think you've met, he doesn't go to Westside or anything. This guy, Stand Up Jeb, and he's...
I've heard of him. I've definitely heard the name.
He's great. Super smart guy. He preps these really good campaigns. He knows a lot. And... I don't know, he just knows all the rules so well, I can just...
So you actually sit around a table with, like, 12 sided die and, like...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the thing, he presents, like, a scene, and then you can do any... He's, like, trolls guarding this entrance to a cave.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, all right, well, let's distract him this way, and then hit him in the back of the head, and then you see roll die to see if you can... if that works.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, that's old school sounding, man. That's, like... That's yeah, very, it's cool, quite man. Analog.
Yeah, it's, It's really fun. No,
Shannon O'Donnell plays fucking Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah,
God, I can't see that. He's such like an angry like man's man. I couldn't. He doesn't pick. Fuck this! He's like smashing a table or something. I
don't know. You should hear his character. His character is Trudge. Like, oh, this really? Big giant guy named Trudge who just anytime he sees gold or treasure, he takes it and throws it back in the earth.
Oh shit, that's not very pleasant. It's just a giant. Angry Irish fucking character.
Yeah. I'm basically... Jeb wrote my character. I'm basically Javert from Les Miserables. It's like a Russell Crowe's character, like a legalist asshole. The law is the redeeming thing of everything.
Oh, you're kind of like a medieval lawyer?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, fun.
You're doing the mic tonight.
Yeah,
we're hitting that young West Side mic tonight after fucking 10.
Hitting the West Side mic tonight.
You know who never doesn't get called is Blake Lawless. I've never seen that guy there. He's always like the first like five names drawn. I'm like, this fucking guy. He's like the luckiest son of a bitch.
He makes his paper sticky.
Does he?
No,
I don't know. I actually fucking fell for that. What an asshole. I hate myself.
Yeah,
he's a lucky bastard. I'm like, if that guy. I've never seen him not get called. I'm not even like saying conspiracy thing. I'm just like, I think he's just a lucky son of a bitch. Because I know I've gotten like 4 or 5 times in a row because I was talking to fucking Ben Spiewak last night. He's like, you never don't get called there. And I'm like, I've had a goddamn good run. I think I'm 4 times fucking straight between Tuesday and Saturday.
Yeah, I had a good run for a bit. I had the same sort of thing. And I think I'm 2 times in a row now not getting called.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's a fucking drive. Well, that's I'll get done at work over here at 5. And then I'll go like work out or something. I'll just like kill a couple hours. Like I'll just stay on this side of town because I live all the way in the fucking valley. It's a haul. That's why on Saturdays when I come out, it sucks. When I don't get called, I'm like, fuck, I gotta drive all the way home now. It's a pisser. But I love that fucking mic. Like, I'll make the drive. I love that place.
It's whenever I don't have a proper set prepared is when I get pulled.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
given,
it's always
like a great spot.
Yep. Yeah, me too. Yeah. I got like, I think 2 Tuesdays ago and it was packed and I was like one of the first 10 people up. And I just, I'm like mostly aided. I'm like, fuck, I don't know what's going on this year. I can't, there's just shit that's like funny on paper to me, but for some goddamn reason, it's just not, it's not working out. I don't know. It's fucking killing me. I need a good set bad. I don't know if any of the shit I wrote like today is going to work. Because the guy I work with, I showed it to him, and he's like, eh, you've had better. I'm like, shit, son of a bitch. It's just going to be more fucking bad movie references nobody gets. I really try to not do that, but it's just like, I don't know. That's my shit. I keep going to it. What's like the most people you ever did a show in front of?
It's got to be just a full West Side. Or maybe Kill Tony a month ago.
It's packed up there.
What do you think
they have? Like, there's got to be 100 people up there, right?
Yeah, I'd guess about that. Maybe a little bit more.
You can barely walk through the fucking place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's super packed.
Yeah, that's a tough room. And then I went up and like, they didn't have a... Did you have that stupid guitar guy there that plays the songs and he's like the wacky...
Oh, God, he sucks.
He sucks. And then he takes the fucking stool, so you got nowhere to put your stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, the dickhead. Sucks. And he was fucking with me, too. He was, like, really busting my balls. I'm like, who the fuck are you, guitar player? Fucking douchebag. You get up here and do this, motherfucker. Actually,
it's basically prop comedy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And he'll just kind of quit. But, like, he has so many bombs. Like, he's not funny, but they never fucking call him on it. He'll have so many, like, bad ones in a row, and Tony's like, okay, and they'll just move on. I'm like, what? Whoa, you gonna let him get away with that? But he can stand up here and heckle us? Fuck that dude.
I very rarely enjoy comedians with musical instruments.
Yeah, that's what. That's another thing at West Side. Anytime you see someone with a guitar, the whole place is like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Once in a while, they're good, though, and then you're like, all right. But, like, you got some serious winning over to do. Like, you better really knock some shit out of the park with that fucking guitar, Buster Brown. That's what I'm fucking saying. Who's that dude that does all the impressions? You seen that guy around? He does like 10 fucking impressions in a set. He's like a little...
He tucks his shirt in?
I think so. He looks like the singer from Saves the Day. I don't know if that makes any reference, but like, he's like a little clean cut.
He dresses nice.
Yeah. And he does that fucking... He does a good fucking Obama. And he did somebody else, too, that was like really... He did something that was so random, but it was great. And I was like, oh my God, it was fucking pretty goddamn funny. I like that dude. I always forget his name.
Yeah, no, he's good. He had one set I saw, God, it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. His material wasn't bad. It was a fine set, but the room, you could just feel it, was hating him so much.
The impressions guy?
Yeah. I don't know, he didn't get any laughs. He bombed really hard, and you could tell he wasn't enjoying himself.
Yeah.
And it just made everyone not like... And I turned to Foodie, who's next to me, and I'm like, why did everyone just hate him so bad? Yeah. And he's like, I don't know, that was weird.
It's so weird. It's like, shit goes sideways, like, for, like, no explanation. Or it'll go like, really good for no explanation. You're just like, what the... There's no fucking rhyme or reason to this. Like, it's impossible.
Yeah. You ever have, for whatever reason, a room respond really well to an average joke?
Yes.
It gives you this false confidence in it, and you reuse it way too much
before
you finally realize, oh, this is just a mediocre joke.
Yeah, it's a weird one. Or they'll laugh at the fucking setup. Well, that's not even the joke. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, I went to the fucking grocery store, and the whole place is like, ah! And I'm like, I'm not even into the joke yet. I'm like, I'll take it, but shit. Yeah, that's really fucking weird, too. Have you seen that? There's a new guy that stutters, and he has the craziest... There's the famous stutter guy that was on... he's pretty good, too. The dude, I think he was on Last Comic Standing, wasn't he? I forget his name.
Oh, yeah, and he's been at West Side a few times.
Yeah. There's another guy who has the craziest stutter I've ever heard. It's like... You can see people's heads like... Roller coaster, and you can see people's heads like bobbing with the rhythm, and I was like, wow, that's a crazy stutter. I've seen him at Echoes a couple times. He didn't do as good as the other guy, though, the famous stutter guy. that dude is good. Like, it's amazing you can pull it off with, like, that hard of a stutter. I'm like, that takes fucking... That's, like, extra balls, too, if you got that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that dude gets some sympathy laughs, too.
It also helps.
Yeah. Did you ever do... Have you done 55 Degree Wine yet?
No.
Dude, it's like it's like doing a set in, like... an employee break room. It's so fucking small. It's like downstairs, and it's like you walk in, and it doesn't even look like a. It looks like just like a place that sells wine. And in the back, there's like a stairway that goes down in like an actual place. And I'm just like, what do you stand in the middle of the store and do it? But like, I didn't know there was like a fucking stairway. I almost laughed. I'm like, this doesn't look like there's a mic here, but like, there's a secret door. And then you go down in this place where there's like a little wine bar, and then you go around the corner, and it's like a base. It's like a room in a basement. And it holds like maybe 20 people. It's fucking, dude, it's the weirdest shit. Yeah, I did that one too. That was the fucking, I don't know, I'm starting to like get better. I'm not better, but like able to like function in those small rooms. Because when those small ones was like 5 people, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, what am I going to do, tell my jokes? There's like 4 people in here. Like,
yeah.
3 of them are girls and most of these are dick jokes. Like, I'm fucked. But I just started being like, hey, man, what nice jacket. And we'll just start, like, bullshitting and, like, I got to learn how to make that part funny now. But, like, I just recently was able to just kind of, like, handle little tiny rooms. Because I would be fucking terrified and, like, leave. Did you ever see that one over? There's one called, Where the Funny Things Are is the name of this mic. And it's right on, by Venice Beach where that Venice sign is hanging.
I forgot.
They just started doing it. The guy posted it in, like, the Comedy Underground thing on Facebook. And it's like, it's in the middle of a fucking restaurant where there's like, there's a bar on each side, but they're like around a corner. So they can't even see the stage. And there was like two people just, dude, they turned them. This is the worst. It doesn't get any worse than this. They turned the music off for the bar to have a mic that they didn't announce. They're like, okay, we're going to have a comedy mic now. And I was like, oh, the whole fucking place like booze. I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking awful. I went up last Thursday and just ate it, dude. Oh, it was so bad. There's no one in there.
My go-to for mics like that, I have a bit that it's just my ex-girlfriend was dating this crazy dude for a while, and we had these texts back and forth.
Yeah.
And I copied them all and just tweaked a couple of the texts to make them a little funnier.
Yeah.
But I just read it.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's less awkward.
Yeah. I was going to go up and I looked up the Wikipedia page for, like, the history of Venice Beach, and I was going to go up and not even say a word, just read the fucking Wikipedia page. And there's actually a bunch of, like, really interesting facts. And I found a picture of the place I was sitting from the whole street from, like, 1903. I'm like, this is the fucking thing. It was, like, 103 years ago. It was so fucking cool.
Yeah, Abbott Kinney?
The
name of the dude who started.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Abbott Kinney. He was, and they found oil, and there's oil pumps everywhere and shit, and like they fucking trudged all the shit to make the canals.
Yeah.
And, dude, they had like a whole amusement park like right there. It was like a roller coaster and all that stuff.
Burnt,
it was cool.
Burnt down.
Did it really?
Yeah. There was this big giant. There's a huge pier and a giant dance hall.
Yeah.
At the end of it, like one of the biggest some sort of category of dance halls.
Yeah.
In the world of that day. And yeah, it all burnt down in the 60s or something. And that's maybe rebuilt again and burnt down again.
Oh, really?
Shit. Something like that.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, burn my fucking family to death. Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah, the tour, when it first started, like this quiet little like beach community, and like once they put all that shit up, it's like people were coming like by like the hundreds of thousands a fucking weekend. It was like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little better. There's a lot less homeless people. I wonder what the homeless people were like back then, like turn of the century. Like, I don't know.
Have you been around Venice enough to see, like, I was riding my bike with my brother down the beach today, and we were saying that there should be a homeless hall. Like, you know, they're building Shaq statue outside the Staples Center.
Yeah.
I think the more notable homeless around Venice should get statues.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
It'd
yeah.
be sick.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Like, there's a dude on rollerblades who's always playing a guitar, oh, yeah,
guitar
all day.
Guy, yeah. He's in Fletch. He's been in like a ton of movies and everything. Yeah,
he's a legend. When he goes,
dude, he barely looks any older too. He's another like black don't crack. The guy looks fucking. He still looks 37.
Yeah, I was stoked. I saw him today. Yeah, I hadn't seen him in months. Maybe he just does it summer because I saw him today for the first time in a while.
Yeah,
I was thinking when that guy. That's how we started talking about. I was like, that guy should get a statue when he goes.
It should be on like tracks and it like moves up and down the thing, like
place. Selling shitty t-shirts.
The fucking bowling. This is awful to admit. I work at a bowling alley. Like I've worked at this place for 6 years. The last 3 years, I've worked there one day a week, 8 hours, one fucking shift from 9 to 5. And it has this whole mural of the whole city of LA across like the whole bowling lanes. And it has that fucking guy in it, the Venice Beach guy. And he's like big too. I heard I swear to God, I heard the dude has like an agent and everything. He's got like a booking agent.
Oh, show. Probably. Yeah,
he's in any fucking TV show that takes place down like by Venice Beach. There's got to be a shot of that guy. Like, they got to like find him.
Yeah, I helped a friend shoot a Kickstarter video there one time. We used him in it.
Oh, really?
That's awesome. I wonder how much his fees vary because we gave him like $5.
Oh, really? Must have been a rough week for him. But can you, sir, for this take, can you play those exact same chords again? He's like, no. He's like, not matching.
Yeah.
I was down there once for this, like, I forgot what TV, I was an extra on his TV show, and we had like a fucking 6 a.m. call down. There's nothing. Did you ever do extra work?
No, that's something I haven't done yet.
Yeah, it's fun. It can be fun. Most of the time it sucks. If you're a nerd for like, if you're like if you're like a movie nerd and shit, it can be really cool because you find yourself in these crazy fucking scenarios. Like, what the fuck am I doing in this room right now? This is crazy.
Yeah.
But like, be like, if you ever do it, like, don't take beach calls because they're horrible. They're either freezing or they're super hot or both. Like, it'll be super fucking hot, and then the sun will go down, and you still got to sit out there in, like, your swimming trunks, and you're fucking freezing. It's horrible. Like, people, like, never take them, but, like, you'll get booked on them in 2 seconds, because anyone that knows better won't take those jobs. And we're sitting down there, and we're in this little, like our holding area was just, like a fucking, like a public, like bench where you would eat. And there was this fucking dude, and I don't know, he was, like, the boss of, like, the homeless guys of that area. And he was this big, like, Rob Zombie-looking guy. And there's a bunch of, like, real, like, kind of weakling, like, kind of old men-ish dudes, like, sitting in this, like, it was like a horseshoe-shaped, like, little bench thing, like, almost like a gazebo. And the guy was just, like, walking around. Like, they're still setting up. They're still, like, loading the gear. So we're all just sitting at this table. And this guy's, like, he's giving him, like, an Alec Baldwin and fucking Glengarry Glen Ross. And these guys just yelling at him, like, telling him how much they suck. And he's, like, slapping people in the face and, like, punching people. And, like, dude, it was crazy. We're like, what the fuck is going on here? He's like, you motherfucker. Like, you take my food. He's like, motherfucker. And he, like, cocked his fist. And the guy was, like, and he was hitting people. We're like, whoa, what the fuck's going on? It was like a wrestling promo with, like, Macho Man or something. And then I looked over. It got, like, a little bit later, around, like, 9 or 10 when we were filming. And I walked by one of those little sidewalk cafes, and fucking Henry Hill was sitting there from Goodfellas. And I was like, that's fucking Henry Hill. Like, it was him. I was like, holy shit, he's, like, down here. And, like, the weird part was, they caught, what's his name? Whitey Bulger down here. Like, right in the same area. And I'm like, what's with all these fucking, like, gangsters hiding out over here in the same area in Santa Monica? How fucking weird is that? Yeah, that was weird. I was glad I got to see him once, though, before he croaked. I was like, cool, Henry Hill. Yeah, completely fucking random story.
Who?
Henry Hill from Goodfellas, the real guy.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, that looks like him. I walk close, I'm like, I hear him talking. I'm like, that's fucking totally him. It was rad. Did you see that fucking, I don't know why I swear so much. Did you see that Black Mass movie last year with Johnny Depp? It was bad, dude. Oh, it was so bad. What happened to Johnny Depp? That guy really took a shit. I mean, he's had like 2 good movies in the last like 15 years.
Fucking yeah, it's weird.
Get your shit together, Depp. I hope he doesn't listen. Oh, sorry, Johnny, call me.
I guess his agent or something? Who's dropping the ball there?
I think he made so much money on those Pirates movies that he just doesn't give a shit, and he's just taking easy stuff. I mean, he put the work in on Black Mass. Just the script was terrible. I was like, it's all over because they don't know who to tell. Like, it's coming from like 4 different fucking characters' perspectives. You're like, well, who is telling the story? And they all do the worst thing. They gave him, because Sonny Whitey Bulger had these, like, he had these blue eyes. So they put these blue contacts in, and they look so bad and creepy. They're so obviously contacts. Like, why didn't you guys just leave them? Couldn't you left that little detail out? Okay, then this one has brown eyes. It'll be less distracting than these awful fucking Lord of the Rings fucking contact lenses you put in his eyeballs. God damn it. I don't know. How do you have to put a heater on here? It seems like it's pretty cold in this motherfucker.
I have the tiny heater there. It's such a small space that a small heater heats it up.
Really, this is fucking cozy. This is like a nice little.
It's not bad, right?
I could live on it, but it'd be cool. Like if you're like, yeah, crash my boat for a week, it'd be kind of fucking rad.
That's what my brother does. Actually, he's got a nicer boat than me, and he's got an apartment in Studio City. But he's here 3 or 4 days a week.
Oh yeah. What's he do? Did you guys move out here together?
No, he's been out here a while. He's got a dope job. He built this really high end photo booth that he rents out to big parties and events.
Oh, really?
Like, he's
cool.
Big stuff. Grammys after party, the official Oscars party, Madonna's house for her Oscar after party.
Holy shit! Did you ever get to go?
Yeah, 2 years ago, his business partner's a dick, so I quit like a year ago.
Oh, you used to work for him?
yeah, I used to work for him. But I did two Oscars ago? Two, because it was like right when I moved out here. I did Madonna's Oscar after party at the photo booth.
Yeah.
A-listers, just all night. And I'm like positioning them for like their photo booth. Yeah. Like, Sandra Bullock. I took engagement photos for Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Whoopi Goldberg, Chelsea Handler. What's the Dookie Hauser?
Oh yeah, Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, Neil Patrick. Like,
he's fucking cool as hell. I met the dude a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, actually, when I met
him, he's funny. Dude. He's a funny motherfucker.
Yeah, he's hilarious. I love him. When I saw him in person, though, it made me wonder how he was ever in the closet. Or maybe he's the acts a little bit more.
He never seemed that gay. I don't know. He never seemed that gay to me.
In at that party in person, it seemed clear as day. Maybe a few drinks, it
gets a little swishier.
Yeah, it seemed that way.
That's awesome.
Let me think. Did you deal with actual
Madonna?
No, I never did see her. She never came through.
But it's her fucking house?
Yeah, her.
That's great. It'd be great to have a house that big you don't even see the fucking owner.
I'm trying to think if I can totally judge a celebrity by a 30-second interaction with them.
Yeah.
It's rare
that you have a bad... Like Rob Schneider I've dealt with in, like, tiny... And he managed to be a cock in even, like, a minute. Like, this guy's a fucking douche.
Oh, yeah. Whoopi seemed like a bitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she was taking a picture with Sandra Bullock and some dude who seemed like a big shot. And she was, like, all hunching down in the front. And I walked out. I was like, oh, stand up straight for me. And she hated that.
Yeah.
Like, she hated that I asked her to stand up straight. I'm like, well, I don't want just your eyes poking up on the bottom of the photo.
You should have let it. It would have been great.
Yeah.
Come out like total shit.
And
post
so
it everywhere.
I told her to stand up straight. And then the dude with us is like, you must not be aware, but you have two Oscar winners in your presence.
Oh God!
And I wish I had said it. I thought right in my head, like right at that moment, I was like, I was a class president in high school. Like,
that'd be fucking great.
But I just bit my tongue. Was like, okay, would you like another picture?
Douche.
Yeah. So they seem like cocks, but it's a. I think it's funny how people I met so and so and they were like the best, nicest guy ever because he walked by and said hi. Like, we make these huge judgments on celebrities.
I've done that myself.
20 second interactions.
Yeah, it's like just like, don't be a cunt for 1 minute and I'll think you're awesome. I guess it's like, that's the fucking measuring rod.
Yeah, or be in a hurry for a perfectly good reason and you're an asshole forever.
I know. Yeah, that's fucked up how this shit happens. Who was the hottest, like, chick that you saw? And like, celebrity girl in person, and were like, oh my God.
Oh, let me think. This is not a great answer. Without a doubt, a few years ago, Kevin Love's girlfriend. Oh, he's a basketball player.
Oh, okay.
Just the
girl that was with him?
Yeah, she is an actress of very little acclaim, but most beautiful girl I've seen in person. Like, I was full on creepy just staring at this chick
because I couldn't. Was she black?
No, he's a white guy. She's a tall white blonde girl, and I just couldn't stop staring at her. I'm trying to think of a chick who didn't disappoint in person. Sandra Bullock was hot.
I heard she's like cool as shit. She's like a beer drinking, like, fucking just like. Go to like a fucking dive bar and get wasted.
Yeah.
Gal. That's what I heard about her.
Victoria Justice. She's not
that's a hell of a name.
Person.
That sounds like a fucking comic book character.
Oh, Olivia Munn.
Oh yeah.
I did a long photo thing with Olivia Munn. I really dug that chick.
Yeah. I wasn't even like, I mean, I always thought she was like attractive, but I used to go to the set of, Old Christine at Warner Brothers, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she is fucking gorgeous in person. I was like, my God, she's like fucking stunning. She was so pretty, I couldn't believe it. You know who else is really, I've told this story before, but I was on West Wing one time, and Jill Taylor from Home Improvement, the mom, and she was all like in shape and like had her hair like fucking like, she had like, I forgot how, she had like just like the coolest hair. And she was so attractive in person. I was like, whoa. And it was me and this other dude. Like we got placed in the... I didn't even know she was in. She just kind of like appeared. And we're just like, oh, that's Jill Taylor. And the guy's like, okay, so you're going to start here. And she's going to come this way on action. And you guys just like walk past. Like you're having a conversation. And the AD walked away. And me and dude looked at each other. And like, I didn't even know the guy. And we're like, Jill Taylor's fucking hot. And dude's like, no shit. He's like, I'm glad you said something. Because I can't believe how hot. People still make fun of me to this day for that.
That's hilarious. Dude, I remember having a crush on her when I was like, 12.
Yeah.
Something
she really got her shit together, and she was, I mean, this is a while, this is probably like 2000 fucking 6 or something, but she looked good. I was like, damn, I would have hit it.
That's great. My biggest surprise, I forgot her. Did you watch 24? Chloe from 24, the nerdy blonde girl. The chick also does stand up.
I
forgot her name.
I never really watched
She's on At Midnight a lot.
I never watched it either. I've stopped following so many people I like on Twitter because of that fucking show. I can't stand it. But no, I don't know her. I heard some chick that's a comic just got like a Vietnamese girl got fucking cast in Star Wars. Somebody posted a thing today. Yeah, like some, what's her name? Like Trin or Tran? I forgot her last name, but I was like, what?
Robin so, like, Tran?
It might have been. I
just
know
that girl from posting on our stand-up all the time.
It might have been her, because that's what somebody, the guy's like, one of our, and it was like Benicio Del Toro, what's her name from all the David Lynch movies that was interesting? Laura Dern and blah, 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 whatever this girl's name is, Tran. I was like, these two like huge stars and like just like some like comic that there's like open mics. I was like, what the fuck? I think that this next hour is gonna be fucking killer. I think.
Oh yeah.
It's supposed to be like way. I don't know. I think it's gonna be like just like the original. I think it's gonna be the Empire Strikes Back. I just hope they don't like rehash Empire Strikes Back because they rehashed the original Star Wars a little bit.
A lot of it.
Yeah. Especially that third act. I was like, oh my god, these guys aren't. Now you're not even fucking trying. So I can't believe Lawrence Kasdan wrote that. And I was like. Lawrence Kasdan and JJ is the best you can come up with. Another fucking Death Star, the third one now.
Yeah.
Out of six movies, like, come on, guys.
What are your complaints about? I assume you liked it.
I still love it.
They nailed it. What are your complaints?
The rehash that they couldn't come up with anything more original. That like they're just walking around. Like did no one make security cameras in that fucking Starkiller base? They're just walking around willy nilly and no one sees them. There's no surveillance cameras anywhere. Yeah. No one goes, who the fuck are these three? And this Wookiee walking around. And, I had a lot, but I kind of forgot them.
I'm trying to remember mine. I thought Rey's character was a little, I'm trying to remember, like... She didn't really know about, like, the parts she was stripping from the thing, but then she was, like, fixing the ship later.
Yeah. We're never established she was a pilot. Like, she just... they're attacking. Like, we need to get in a plane. She's like, oh, by the way, I'm a pilot. It's like, there was no mention of her being a pilot once in the first 30 minutes here.
That was weird. I also think... one of my complaints... I think the names overall for everybody were pretty weak. Like, Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader... all-time protagonist, antagonist, bad names. Like, you know who the good guy is, you know the bad guy. The very strong names. Like, Rey, Poe, Kylo Ren.
Yeah, a lot of one-syllable. Like, that first Pearl Jam album of names. It's all one-syllable fucking...
Yeah.
I know, like, it seems to be like, since the like months have gone by, that people's biggest complaint is that, or the one I hear people talk about the most is, like, how all of a sudden, like, she gets the Force, and then because she's a girl, and they have to like make it for like today's times that she can just kick ass all of a sudden. And they're like, "Well, how did she like just destroy this dude? He's got all this fucking training." Well, it's like they said his training wasn't really complete. I don't think he really knew, Kylo Ren really knew what he was doing either. Yeah. He had more than her, and like I didn't think she was that like I don't know. People act like she found out she had the Force and just beat the shit out of him. And it was like it kind of didn't. They rolled it out like. I almost felt like I think she was like going into puberty and like she got like instead of her period she got the fucking Force or something. I don't know, but like that didn't bother me that much. But like they could have made one nod to it somewhere earlier in the movie that maybe she's got the Force. Like I think would have helped a lot. That was an easy bit. I mean, one little tiny fucking thing could have like really, I think, quelled a lot of people's complaints about that. But that didn't bother me that bad. I actually really liked it. There was some like really Dune moments in that, which were fucking cool as shit when they had like the mind reading war. I was like, oh, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm bummed she didn't cut his hand off either. Because they set it up so bad when his hand was in the snow. I'm like, oh, because that's like the legacy. You get your hand cut off.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it. I was like, fuck. But I loved how violent it was, man. That thing was like fucking Braveheart compared to the other Star Wars movies. When he slashed him in the back, he like fucking cut the dude's back wide open. I was like, fuck yeah. And he stuck the fucking, for all the complaints about that lightsaber with the cross guard, he stuck it right in his shoulder. I was like, fuck yeah, burn that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That, like, I love that last fucking lightsaber battle. It was so cool. And I like that he kicked that dude's ass in like a minute, the black guy, because everyone would have complained like, he wasn't a sword fighter, so like, he put up a fight for like 40 seconds, and he was just like beat the shit out of him, like pretty much killed him. But, you know, and then I was wondering why it didn't show that medical droid fixing him. I was like, damn, they could have used that medical droid, or they had him floating in the Bacta tank like Luke and Empire. That would have been a nice little touch, but that's not. Oh, yeah, my other biggest one is, why doesn't fucking Leia... The whole movie is predicated on the Alliance and Leia trying to find Luke Skywalker. They find out where he is. It's her brother she hasn't seen in 20 years, and she doesn't go with her to see him. Why didn't she go? She not there? It didn't make any sense. Yeah. But I like how great was that fucking... that killed Crazy Rampage that Chewie goes on when Han gets killed? Oh, he just starts fucking smoking stormtroopers everywhere.
So I was like, great, yes! But I was hoping it'd be longer. Yeah, it was
I know, me too.
I know,
I was hoping he'd start
grabbing. He only wasted like two or three guys. Yeah, I want to see him like tear a guy in half and like beat someone with another guy's arm.
Yeah. Maybe they did, and they filmed it and had to cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see it one more time, fourth time. I got to see it again. I saw it twice, and then I saw it in 3D. And then I started to realize I wanted to keep going with people seeing it for the first time because I wanted to like live vicariously through their first time seeing it. I was like a fucking Star Wars like vibe vampire. I'm like, oh, right, isn't this fucking great? They're like, yeah, holy shit. I was like, yeah, that's right. It's pathetic. It's like when if your dad was really old and you were still like in your 40s and banging hot chicks and your dad was wanting to know all the details.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a dumb analogy. It's fucking stupid. All right, I don't know. Should we call it? It's 1:10.
Yeah, man. Unless there's anything else you want to go over.
I don't think so. I should have made like more notes to talk about, I guess, but I thought we did pretty good. For not like really knowing each other. And hanging out on the boat.
Come back anytime, dude.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to do it now. Now I know it a little bit. I have spatial fucking...
Yeah.
You know, I got a look at it.
Yeah, this Tuesday before the West Side thing, timing works out pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to do the one Saturday. Well, you have like a speaker and you have a microphone shit out there?
Yeah, this big guy right next to you. It's got a mic input that...
Oh, cool.
And it's got a big battery.
Nice. Oh, that's cool. Where do you work? What do you do for like 9 to 5? Did you already tell me this and I fucking...
I'm just hustling odd jobs and PA gigs and stuff. Luckily my overhead's low, but yeah. I would like to lock something down.
You should be more steady. Sign up to be extra, dude. It's pretty easy. You eat for free and shit. I don't know. You're on set all day.
Yeah, and you're not spending money at home.
Yeah, you meet a lot of girls and shit. I'm telling you, you get to do some like cool shit. Like you end up in some crazy fucking scenes sometimes, and like, it's fun. It's a hell of an experience. Like if you're gonna be in LA, you should fucking totally do it. Like, at least for like a while, just to fit in with everybody. Everyone's
a rite of passage.
Yeah. And then, dude, you can like you got all day to like. Sometimes like you'll sit there on a 12-hour shoot, and they'll use you for like a half hour.
What's the day rate? $200.
I think it's 150. I thought it was fucking minimum wage hourly, but then you get overtime and you get like, but you can get like. On a good day, if you had like a 14-hour day and you get maybe a meal penalty or two, you can make like, I don't know, this is years ago, but you can make like $150 in like a day. But like for not doing shit.
Yeah.
Like it's the easiest fucking job in America. It's just like, I the first day I was there, I couldn't believe, because I was only in LA for like a year, and I was like, you can just like do this? Like I'm in the middle of a fucking show. Like I'm in like CSI. I'm one of the guys in the computer, and like the stars are like just standing next to you having dialogue scenes, and there's like a Steadicam guy going by, and I'm like, what the fuck? I had no idea it was going to be that like, I thought like they shoot like, if there's a scene on this boat, I'd be like on the fucking pier over there. Like,
right.
No, you're like right in there and shit. Sometimes like you get like to interact with them and stuff. It's crazy. I had like a fucking like confrontation with Animal Mother from Full Metal Jacket, Adam Baldwin, who's like big. It was like this cop show, and we were shooting in this. It was like an actual fucking crack house. There had just been a murder in there like the week before. It was downtown, this really shitty part, and it was supposed in the episode like I played like a uniform. They always made me a cop because I'm like big, and the uniform cops had some kind of beef with the detectives. It was him and Peter Coyote from Legend of Billie Jean and some 80s shit and some lady, I don't know, and they're like, we're all investigating the house, and I was like one of the cops taping off the thing, and the director's like, he's like when you come down the stairs he's like, I want you to throw a shoulder into Adam really hard. He's like Adam's gonna talk to you and explain how he wants it staged, and I was like, holy shit, really? I was like, fucking A is awesome. And he's like, all right, when you come down, he's like, you're a pretty big dude. He's like, so fuck it, I want you to really put it into me, man. Like, try to like knock me right off the stairs. Yeah. And I was like, okay. And like the sound guy was like, I start up on these stairs, and the sound guy was like up around the corner a little bit to me. And he was like an older dude, and I looked at him, he's just like, fuck, and he's like, sweet. I'm like, dude, fucking Animal Mother. So like we like the first take, I hit him kind of hard. And he's like, no, man. He's like, fucking hit. He's like, hit me. He's like, you're a big dude. He's like, fucking hit me. Like, give me all your force. And I was like, all right, so I had to fucking really, nail him, and I pushed him into the other girl, and she goes, excuse me, and shit, like, made the cut. It was so fucking cool. I couldn't believe that. It was, like, one of the coolest things I ever got to do. And I think the third take we got, he was like, good job, man. Yeah. I was like, shit, I just got directed by fucking Animal Mother. It's rules.
Dude, rad.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, you get to do some cool shit, but I don't know. All right, I think we did it. It was a good episode. You got anything you want to plug? You got to do your Twitter. I mean, for my ones of listeners, you got, I mean, fucking.
Yeah, care? Yeah, all dozen of you out there. Boat Mike. I put updates on a Twitter handle at Boat Mike, BOATMIC, or look me up on Facebook, Tim Spencer.
Nice. Not Boat Mike, MIKE, because that's a pirate that rapes people. Not to get, we've had that problem a couple times.
The old Boat Mike.
Yeah, we finally Mike, hacked off limbs floating around in the fucking harbor.
Rascal.
Yeah, we don't need that. Really ruining our rep. All right, well, thanks for listening, you animals. See you next time and whatnot. Go fuck yourself.